the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Business, Property and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in today's podcast, I wanted to talk to you about adapting to survive. And in order for me to do this, I'm actually going to use an analogy or a metaphor, call it whatever you want. And so basically, I had a basketball game last night. And so I'm 43, just to give you a bit of background. I'm 43. I've been playing basketball for nearly 30 years. So I started when I was 14 at high school. Terrible at the start and then got very good. And in my mid-20s was really good, you know. I was on fire. There was nothing I couldn't do. I was up on the basketball ring. I couldn't dunk it, but I was close. I was definitely touching the basketball ring. And I'm 5'7", so if you think about how high up that is, that's quite high. So, and I loved this game. I'd go to the gym, I'd work out, I'd practice on the outdoor court, I'd play during the snow. And playing in the snow is always interesting because you bounce the ball. This is on the outdoor court. You'd bounce the ball and the ball wouldn't come back up, sort of thing. And you'd play till you couldn't feel your fingers anymore. It'd get dark and you'd be playing in the dark. We'd switch the lights out at the sports hall and you'd have to go home on your bike. So if you just imagine that. So I was really dedicated to the game. And so I now live in Spain, as you know, and I've joined a local basketball team. And I've got to tell you, things are a lot different than they were 20 years ago. A lot different. The first thing I've noticed is how much more painful it is. Like I woke up this morning, pretty much unable to move because my bad back. I didn't warm up properly, didn't stretch it out properly, clearly. And so I'm in quite a lot of pain today. And if it's not a bad back, it's my knees. They hurt. Or if it's not my knees, it's my lungs because I'm completely unfit. I'm definitely not as fit as I was 20 years ago. But what's interesting is when I think about the stuff I used to do 20 years ago, it don't feel like 20 years ago. It feels like last week or a year ago, maybe 6 months ago, maybe 2 years or 3 years, or maximum 5 years. It definitely doesn't feel like it was 20 years ago. But it was. It was 20 years ago when I was doing all this crazy stuff. All this amazing, you know, I scored 49 points in three quarters. It's phenomenal. That's almost a 60-point game if I'd have played the whole game. And I was just totally unconscious, completely on fire. I don't really remember much of the game. I just remember feeling that the basket itself was like 20 feet wide and I could just chuck the thing up and it would go in. And that's pretty much what happened. It was amazing. So there's a couple of differences between what happened 20 years ago and what happens now. And the reason why this is important, and you might be saying, well, what's this got to do with business, property or wealth creation? Well, it's got an awful lot to do with it because times change. The strategies that you were using 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 1 year ago, are sometimes no longer relevant. So, for example, I was just asked recently, on podcasts. Why am I not selling more on podcasts? And let me explain why. It's because people don't want to be sold to on podcasts. They really don't want to be sold to on a podcast. You come to listen to a podcast, I hope, to get good, valuable information. And hopefully that's what we provide. But it's not a place for me to sit here and tell you about all our awesome coaching products, which we have got, obviously. But that's not the point. That's not what you've come to listen for. And actually, this is one of the problems with webinars right now. And I think webinars have, if you think about the bell curve, webinars have gone over that bell curve and coming down the other side in popularity. And the reason for that is what happens on a webinar? What happens at the end of a webinar? You're going to get sold to. Everybody and his dog knows that you're going to get sold to. So, and I've done this on webinars, you know, you go through the webinar and you get to the end and you sell something and some people wait for the price and then you can see them disappearing. And so the methodology in which people are buying products these days, that's completely changed from 20 years ago, completely different. And it's completely changed from 3 or 4 years ago where webinars was absolutely number one way of doing it. And webinars still have a place and I do them myself. But we're terrible at closing product on webinars. Absolutely terrible. In fact, we're totally changing how we do it in terms of we're now just running webinars and every end we might offer a product only to make people aware of it. We're not selling it. It's just to make people aware of it. And so let people make up their own choices. People are so much more sophisticated in their buying strategies. But if you're going out to sell someone specifically to sell them, you're going to feel a lot of pushing back because people don't really want to be sold to in this day and age. They want to make the decision themselves. And podcasting allows that person to make a decision as to whether they want to move forward or not in a non-pressurized environment. And that's exactly what people are wanting. And that's why podcasts have absolutely taken off. And what's interesting here is that if you think about 20 years ago when the internet first came about, one of the things that you could get was audio embedded in a web page. I remember playing about with this myself years and years ago, and I never did anything with it. And boy, I wish I had 20 years ago, you know. Imagine embedding audio on a membership site on how to do something. Like, that was unheard of back then. And obviously now that's what everybody does. Even on my coaching program, we have a membership area where we have all the webinar replays. We've got stuff like the podcast masterclass, for example, which we just recorded a couple of days ago. That's an hour long. We'll put it in the members area. It shows you from A to B exactly how to create a podcast, get it into iTunes, get it into new and noteworthy, and start earning money on it. Like we've done with this one effectively, and how to build awareness and credibility and trust and all that other stuff. So what's interesting then is that not only did we go away from embedding audio into web files, into HTML and web pages, which happened 20 years ago, it's come round full circle. And now we go onto iTunes and we download the podcast because that's what people want to listen to. The methodology's changed slightly because now we have all these mobile devices that we carry with us called our mobile phones with cameras and podcasting software on that we can listen to. But I just want to run through the four different things that have changed from a basketball perspective. And then I want you to think about, when I'm talking about this, about how you can relate that into what you're doing right now in your business, in your property purchase, in your wealth creation. So here's the first thing that's changed for me. My age. I'm, let's just say, a little bit older. quite a bit older, in fact, 20 years ago was when I was at my, I'd say peak, about maybe 28, so maybe 15 years ago, I was at my peak of playing basketball. But my age is definitely having an impact on my game. Now, think about the game of your business. Has your age had an impact? Well, yeah, of course it does. You might be better because you're older, hopefully. Certainly my experience has improved because I've got older. If there's not that much I haven't seen before, when you get a particular player, let's say a left-handed player, they always used to cause me problems, but now I've seen all the left-handed players. I've seen all the moves. I know the little quirks of defending a left-handed player or against attacking a left-handed player. Last night I was getting pushed out of bounds. I was going baseline. I took off. I started getting pushed out of bounds. I had nowhere to go. So I slammed the ball off a guy's legs. He looked at me like he was going to belt me one, but screw him, quite frankly. It's in the rules. I'm allowed to do it. That's experience, right? I just ignored him. I might have laughed at him. But the aggressiveness tends not to go away when I play basketball. I'm fairly aggressive when I play basketball, which I quite enjoy, quite frankly. It's a nice outlet to be aggressive. But the other thing that's changed is no longer can I go one-on-one against the young 25-year-old player. My poor knees won't allow me to do that. So I have to adapt. I have to change my game. And so what used to happen was I'd up fake, I'd dribble to the left over right, and then I take a jump shot. I can't do that anymore because they're on me, because I can't jump anymore. Not as high as I used to be able to, that's for sure. I'd be lucky if I get off the ground these days. So that has to change. I have to move without the ball, get into position, up fake, so that the guy runs straight past me and then go the opposite way so I've got enough space so he can't recover. So I've got to change exactly what I do. But definitely age is going to change what you do. Now, this is the problem. If you're still doing what you did 20 years ago, it's not going to work. It's just not going to work. And the reason it's not going to work is because your environment has changed. So the environment of the people that I play basketball with has completely changed. I play in Spain. Spain is completely different. They don't do aggression. It's really weird. In Leeds, we had a rule, and it was no blood, no foul. You know, if you didn't get cut, then you weren't fouled. It's pretty much how we played it. You know, if you weren't killing someone at the end of the day, you weren't playing hard enough sort of thing. Well, here in Spain, boy, you knock somebody over here in Spain, which I've done quite a bit of, because that's how I sort of play my game. I don't mind sticking a shoulder in every so often. You know, people are really shocked by it here because the environment, everyone's so polite and nice, and it's just really weird because the environment is completely different. and the type of game is completely different. Certainly the aggression, they don't crash the boards as much as we do in England. We don't sort of, you know, put the shoulder on people. It's just completely different. The environment's different. And think about your environment in your business. Think about the environment in property right now. God, that's completely changed in the last 20 years. It's going to change in the next couple of years. You know, we've got stamp duty changes coming through or that have already hit. We've got the, not being able to offset your mortgage interest that's going to hit. Your environment is completely changing. You've got, immigration. Which is really high right now in terms of, you know, if you look at the number of people coming in and the number of people leaving, then there's a surplus of number of people coming in. The numbers of properties that they're building right now is, you know, in London alone, they need to be building 100,000 a year and they're doing 50,000. So they're at half. And the net, numbers of people moving into London are much higher than people leaving. So they've got a problem. Now that might change again. The environment might change again in the next couple of years. They might just start building more properties, which could be really difficult for them to do, quite frankly, because London's already pretty rammed. Unless we go out to Greenbelt and increase the size of the city, and nobody wants to do that. So what are we going to do? I don't know. But someone will come up with some smart idea. Probably taxing landlords again, I imagine, because landlords seem to be to blame for everything. But your environment's completely changed. So the environment of podcasting has completely changed from 5 years ago. Podcasts were around 5 years ago, but nowhere to the amount that they are now. Podcasting is awesome. If you've not got a podcast in your business right now, you need to get one. I was talking to a chap on LinkedIn, and he said, well, a podcast is no good if you own a pound store, because how much money do you have to invest in a podcast in order to get a return on investment to do the training, buy the equipment and so on? And it wasn't even a lot of money to do the training, you know, and buy the equipment. But he was like, well, what am I going to do? And I was like, well, you work in a pound store. I'm in a group on Facebook and it's called How to Feed Your Family for £20 or Less a Week. And literally, that's what it's called. Go take a look. I'm in it because I'm a tight-ass northerner. And it ties into one of the three rules that we have. The three rules, if you can't remember from the first podcast, are cut your costs, generate cash, invest the rest. They're the three rules. So when it comes to cutting costs, I'm in that group because I like ideas and I like seeing other people saving money because they're on the right path. They're on the right path to financial freedom. You don't get to be financially free by spending a lot of money. You get to be financially free by curtailing your costs and making sure that you're not overspending on stuff, normal everyday items. So that's why I'm in that group. So, and I said that to this guy. I said, you know, you should have a podcast about how to feed your family for 20 quid a week. Or, you know, that's amazing. What a great podcast. Using the pound store. So coming up with different recipes. How to have a picnic for less than £5. What a great podcast that is. How to buy all your picnic equipment this year for less than £5. How to have a great day out for less than £10. And it's buying all the sports equipment that we have in a pound shop. There's loads of different things that you could do. So the environment's changed. Certainly webinars were much, for me anyway, it might be different for someone else. I'm sure for Frank Kern, who lives and dies by the webinar, he loves webinars right now. But for me, it's just not worked for whatever reason. So your environment has changed. And if you're not adapting into that environment, then guess what? You're going to die. It's just evolution 101, isn't it? Adapt to survive. So what about your skill sets? This is the next level. Your skill has changed. And hopefully your skills are increasing, not diminishing. But I know a lot of people, they've not done any training for like 15, 20 years. Well, if you're not doing any skills training for the next 15 or 20 years, guess what? Times have changed. The skills that you need, in fact, I'll tell you, the top 10 jobs now, I think about 7 or 8 of them didn't actually exist 10 years ago. The most popular jobs going, these are things like social media marketing gurus and all of that sort of thing. They just didn't even exist. Well, imagine. And by the way, I've spoken to people who come out of marketing school. You know, they come out of university, they've been out 20 years, they've got no idea about podcasts, webinars, squeeze pages, sales funnels. Not a bloody clue. And they refuse to listen to, because I've not got a marketing degree. But they have, and so, well, if they've got a degree, they must be correct. Well, it just doesn't work. And that's why they're struggling to get jobs now. You get people coming out with marketing degrees, they're not worth anything. We get a job in McDonald's because it's just not worth anything. And by the way, that's not to denigrate McDonald's. I used to denigrate McDonald's jobs, call it a McJob. But actually, if you're going out and getting a job at McDonald's, it proves to me that you're going out and doing what you need to do to pay the bills. That's awesome. I'm not one of these people who thinks just over broke is a bad idea. I mean, it is a bad idea, you know, fundamentally, but just having a job, a J-O-B, just over broke, I'd rather be just over broke than broke, if that makes sense. So, okay. So, by the way, I mentioned that there were four. I've just added another one while we're talking. I just wrote down a fifth one because it's really important. Let me just edit that a little bit. There we go. But number four, and I'll tell you what number five was that I've just added. But number four was the competition. The competition has completely changed as well. The competition here in Spain is completely different. They just have different skill sets for the basketball, which is what I'm referring to, not necessarily business and property. But think about the skill set that your competition now has. So think about you buying below market value properties. Do you think the competition has greater skill sets? Of course they do. Do you think they're still going on the latest training courses to find out the latest methods, so converting commercial to residential to avoid stamp duty? Of course they are. And that's actually my next training, in fact, because I've not done any of that training. So as a coach, I also need to keep up with my skills, because if I don't do that and continually learn, I'm not serving my clients to the best of my ability. And that's one of the things that I don't know how to do, converting commercial to residential. So your competition is always adapting. And if you're not adapting with it, then you're going to fail against them. So if you're in a business, and whatever business you're in, you need to start looking out at not only what your competition are doing, but also looking into different industries and seeing what they're doing in terms of their marketing in that industry. So one of the industries that I continually look at is the health industry, which is like weight loss and fitness pros and that sort of thing. Because what they do as coaches, if you're a personal trainer, is very similar to what I do. The only difference really being that they do the physical body and I usually do the mind or the property or the business. But fundamentally, we're all coaches. And so one of the areas that I'm constantly looking at is the fitness area, because they're very good at bringing out new ideas and new ways of getting to the market and new ways of setting credibility and so on. So the fifth one that I added here was your health. Because if you think about 20 years ago, one of the things that I guarantee you has changed is your health. Now, for some people, for the rare few, your health has actually got better in the last 20 years, and I salute you, that's awesome. But let's face it, for most people, your health, if you were 25 and you're now 45, your health's got worse, hasn't it? If you were 45 20 years ago and you're now 65, guarantee you, your health has changed. But there's no question about that. So with that in mind, and I've really struggled with my health and keeping weight off, and we've done very well because we've lost quite a bit of weight before Christmas, and then we've come off the diet and we've just maintained it, and that's been okay. But, you know, I'm 43, I'm 44 in a couple of months. If I don't maintain that health, then, you know, as I approach 50 and 60 and 70, then that's going to cause me problems as I keep going on. And again, if you think about this, because times change, health and your weight is, you can't do what you did 20 years ago where you could go for a run once a week for 30 minutes. You can't do that anymore because you're 20 years older. You've got to start putting in a bit more effort, like going running two or three times a week. Like, it's only an hour and a half, right? It's 3 30-minute sessions. I don't know how many hours are in a week, but it's 24 in a day. Someone times it by 7. There's your answer. But if you can't do, think about it. If you just did half an hour within 24 hours, that's only 2% of the 24 hours, more or less. I could work that bit out. And I worked that out by assuming there's 25 hours in a day, times that by 4. Anyway, that 2% a day is what that half hour is. Somebody work out that maths just in case I'm a little bit incorrect. But it doesn't take you a lot to actually go out and work out. But the benefits that you're going to get from that will far outweigh the half an hour a week or 3 half hours a week that you're going to go out and run. I know it's a pain and I hate running. When I went running and my knees were painful for days afterwards, and now on glucosamine and chondroitin and all this extra stuff. And I popped into the pharmacy and he was like, how old are you? And I'm like, 43. And he's like, oh, you should be on this and this and this. He did a cracking sales job. This guy was like 35 and he was telling me all the chemicals he's now on, glucosamine and chondroitin and vitamin A tablets and B and C and all these other vitamin tablets and kale and all this other stuff in order to keep him healthy. And it makes perfect sense, because as we get older, our health is affected. And if it's your health is affected as you get older, do you think your health impacts your business? Of course it does. By the way, everything impacts your business. Your love life, your health, your relationship with your kids, the car breaking down impacts your business. Everything impacts your business, right? So it makes perfect sense to really start taking an eye on managing your weight and your health. See, the point that I really want to get to here is that what's worked in the past might not necessarily work today, and it might not necessarily work in the future. We are lucky because eventually it comes around full circle. So at some point, the podcasting, that will just die a death, right? At some point, that's going to happen. It always happens. However, it'll come back. And that might come back in 20 years' time, which is really interesting because you might be listening to this podcast in 20 years' time when I'm 43 and I might be 63 by then. And I don't know how podcasts will look in 20 years' time. There'll be a little chip implanted in your head and you just think about listening to my podcast and it will just play inside your head. I have no idea. But I guarantee times are going to change the way in which we do things. Look at taxi drivers right now and the way that Uber has impacted taxis. And what I find hilarious is that the black cabs in London go on strike about Uber. Well, if I need a taxi in London and the black cabs are on strike, who am I going to use? I'm going to use Uber. So yeah, you go on strike and force me to use your competition. That makes perfect sense. But times are changing. And times are going to change again because we're going to have driverless cars in the next 20 years. So if you're a truck driver listening to this, then you need to get reskilled. Some of the things that we've talked about today, your competition is going to change. Your environment is definitely going to change. Your skill set needs to change. Your age has already changed. And your weight and your health will change because you're more stressed because you haven't got a job. So these are all the things that you need to change in terms of your business or the way in which you buy property right now. And if you're not getting skilled up on the latest, greatest thing, even though you might not implement it, you might implement a form of it. And I can't believe, for example, podcasting. Podcasting has done so well for my business. It is our main form of marketing. We might create squeeze pages, and some of you listening will have found a squeeze page and entered your email address and listened to it and downloaded the podcast. But it's changing. And I can't believe that people are not right now getting on board with podcasting. I can think of no better way of getting into your potential client's head and getting them to listen to what you want to talk about for an extended period of time with no interruption, other than a podcast. You can't go to someone's office and I can't have this conversation with you. And even if I could, you're one person. How do I get to the next person, the next person, the next person, compared to the thousands of downloads that we get on the podcasts? So you've got to adapt, and it's adapting to survive. And hopefully those five areas, so let me just remind you, so I couldn't think of a word. Let me just remind you what these five areas are of the bits that are changing. So you've got your age, that's changing. You can't do anything about that. You've got your skill set, that's changing. You can do something about that. Your environment, to some extent, you can control that to some extent in terms of you can get rid of the negative people that are surrounding you and surround yourself with positive go-getting people, like this podcast, for example. But there's other aspects that you can't change. You can't change a large proportion of your environment because it's provided for you by society and you can't change that unless you can. So Elon Musk changes his environment quite considerably. He adapts the world to suit him, which is amazing, right? It's one of the reasons why he's so successful. The competition, like you can't do much about the competition because that's going to exist, but you can overwhelm the competition by being better and have better marketing. And then your weight and your health. This is, again, something that you can 100% take ownership for. And when you start taking ownership of these five areas, then guess what? Your business is going to take off. Your property purchases and your property business is going to take off. Your wealth has the opportunity to increase. And when we talk about wealth, it's not just money and assets. You know, we talk about relationships and wealth, and health in there as well. Okay, that's me pretty much done for this podcast. Quite an enjoyable one there. I had a nice little chat about that, and I hope that you got a lot out of that as well. Just something I was thinking about from the game last night. And when I look at these, my age has changed. My skill, later on this afternoon, I'm off to the outdoor basketball court. It's 25 degrees today. It's beautiful. Probably get sunburned, so I need to take suntan lotion. But I'll go shoot some shots down there. My environment, I already take great control of my environment. The competition I can't do much about other than get better skilled. And my weight and my health, I can definitely do something about. So that's something that I'll be doing today to improve my basketball. What are you going to do to improve your business and your property? I'd love to hear back from you. Just drop me a message. We get loads and loads of feedback. I love it. So please keep the feedback coming. If you're enjoying the podcast as well, by the way, please go and write a review on iTunes. If you can do that, that would be really appreciated. because it means that more people get access to the podcasts and get to listen to some of his stuff as well. All right, my name's Dan Latter, and we'll speak to you on the next podcast. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.